The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I saw a pale horse,
the beast,
foretold in the book of Revelation.
This is not a human child.
Isn't an angel?
Satan. Armageddon is almost upon us.
Order the use of nuclear weapons.
The world is a fine place and worth fighting for.
From one end of the world. I will oppose you.
They're here.
Welcome to the end of the world.
Wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. This is PID Radio.
Underneath clear skies in the heartland of America, I am Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. I'm wondering why on earth those skies are so clear and not full of contrails.
Yes, if you say you saw anything other than a contrail, you're a dead man.
Why do we have coast-to-coast contrails?
I don't know. Anything in the sky that apparently can't be explained, that looks anomalous, is apparently just a contrail. And anyone who says otherwise is a foil hat wearing conspiracy theorist.
Well, just I'm putting my hat right on and proudly wearing it because I don't think
not
those were contrails.
Buying the official story. Well, this is November 11th of 2010, and before we do anything else, we thank you, veterans, for your service to our nation.
Amen to that.
And we will also in the RSS feed and in the links at the show notes at PIDradio.com point you to an interview we did a couple of years ago with
Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin.
Right. He's the author of the excellent book Expendable Elite, published by Chris Milligan of Trine Day Publishing. And an amazing story of the work he did in Vietnam as a Green Beret and a warning to America, a wake-up call to America not to allow soldiers to be used as political pawns, which is essentially how they've been used.
Mm-hmm. And sadly, are still being used.
And are still being used to this day. So, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Marvin, a genuine American hero in our opinion. And so we'll post a link to that. And we highly recommend the book, The Expendable Elite, available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, any of the online retailers, and, of course, through the publisher's website, TrineDay.com. So,
you know, we'll get back to contrails here in a moment.
Yes.
But happy contrails to you.
Bum-ba-dee-da-bum. Yeah.
Well, we'll be back to that in a moment. But in the meantime, since you have mentioned Amazon, I have to wonder about a story that I put the video at PID News today about an author from Pueblo, Colorado.
Colorado, yeah.
Oh, Pueblo, Colorado. Isn't that where the government
printing offices?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. No connection there between this and that.
No, none at all. He has written an ebook that was until today available at Amazon.com. I think somehow this story has gotten Amazon the sort of publicity they didn't want because this guy's book is named.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have the name in front of me. It is The Pedophile's Guide to – do you have the whole thing in front of you? You're looking as if you see it.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just nodding at you. I did not
– Nope. Let me pull it up here.
The Pedophile's Guide to
– It's an Insta paper.
Yep.
It is. Wait for it.
attracted a lot of attention from – there we go. The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure. And was pulled from Amazon.com. Now,
I'm not sure that I can even find, the Instapaper link that I have linked directly to Amazon's search for that book, and it is not even pulling up that book anymore.
Mm. Yeah, they're really trying to scrub it. The author of the book is named Philip R. Greaves II, and he published the book to address what he says was the unfair portrayal of pedophiles in the media. And of course, we've been talking about that this week because of the arrest of over 850 people on Monday in a three-day sweep of suspected pedophiles and their pimps across the country.
The things he has to say in this interview that he boldly states about children and how children perceive the sexual act with an adult are, they will just sicken you and shock you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I think Amazon very quickly, as you say, is
right.
scrubbing this. The page that, again, that I linked to is now gone. And that book is now gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I suspect that Amazon will find itself involved or may find itself involved in a free speech lawsuit.
Well, that's a good point.
Because as much as I disagree with his book, this may all be a test,
mm-hmm.
because you and I know about an organization called NAMBLA,
mm-hmm.
which has been lobbying to make man-boy love
mm-hmm.
acceptable.
Right.
In fact, that you and I not only should not accept it, but consider it equal to the love between a man and his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of this stems from the research that came out of, well, Bloomington, Indiana, the Kinsey Institute, which...
Look, I'm not taking blame for that.
No.
I'm not. I used to spit on that place as I walked by.
Yeah, and there are some state legislators here in Indiana with a Republican majority now in the legislature want to defund the Kinsey Institute.
That won't help.
It won't help because they'll still be funded by outside donors. And so at the very least, it would be a symbolic gesture so that Indiana taxpayers would not be supporting the Institute any further. But
no.
Will it stop the work that's going on there? Work in air quotes, by the way. No, I don't think so.
Well, NAMBLA stands for, in case you weren't near, North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Amazon.com's defense, because I think part of what got the attention of Amazon was the announcement of a boycott by conservative activists, conservative groups, Christian groups.
Well, good on them.
Absolutely, who are outraged that Amazon was allowing this to be carried. But... Amazon, through its Kindle bookstore, you know, the Kindle is the e-book reader that Amazon markets. It's arguably the best and certainly best-known e-book reader that's out there right now. Anybody can take a work that they create, as long as they've got the rights to it, and if you format it properly, which is not that difficult to do, I managed to do it with Iron Dragons and the God Conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
and upload it to the Kindle store. So Amazon will allow essentially anyone to self-publish an ebook through the Kindle store. This is obviously a dangerous business practice, as they are learning today, because
exactly.
this is
I'm
not
sure
the
they get
only,
tens of thousands of books uploaded.
Yes, they do. And this is not the only book, I'm sure, that you and I, if we started digging into the Kindle store. In fact, if we started looking at the titles they carry in hardback and trade paperback, we'd find a lot of things that were offensive in there.
And, in fact, I suspect that very digging is mm-hmm. taking place as we speak.
Sure. So it's a danger for Amazon.com. They didn't put the book in the store. This guy put the book in the store, and Amazon's editors, whatever they call the people who have to monitor the titles that are being posted to their website, had to very quickly scramble to pull it, remove it, and scrub the site to get rid of the stench, because this is it's horrific. But Philip Greaves, the author of the book, is not the only one out there, as Sharon pointed out. Obviously, if there wasn't a demand out there for this kind of sick information, people like Philip Greaves wouldn't be producing it.
Didn't you capture some of the sound from the video that is posted at PID?
I haven't had time to do it. We could run the sound from the video itself, but if I play the video, we're going to get a 30-second commercial before.
Well, no, we don't want that.
Right.
But,
no, so I didn't
do go to PID
it.
News because the video is there. And when I first put it there this
mm-hmm.
morning, there were no commercials on it.
Hmm.
Now, you will find, as Derek did when he played it earlier today, that there is a commercial at the beginning and one at the end that you're forced to watch. I mm-hmm. apologize for those in advance. They weren't there this morning. I suspect, because the source that I use for the videos, the mm-hmm. news videos at PID News, they don't traditionally put commercials at the beginnings of these, which mm-hmm. is why I use this source.
Yeah.
I think that there have been so many hits on this one that the TV station that did this interview thought, we better make something off this. That's my guess.
Yeah, you're probably right about
that. That is my guess. So I apologize in advance that you have to sit through it. Trust me on this. You want to see this video.
Yeah. Again, top right corner at PIDnews.com. The interview, Pueblo Man Defends Pedophiles. And the comments that he makes about this are reprehensible, stomach-turning, but again, he's not alone. And as we peer into darkness, we need to recognize that there are those out there in our society, those people in our communities who think that this is perfectly all right.
Oh, gosh. Well, I will remind you, if you have not yet read it, that Derek has written a wonderful article at Hearken the Watchman, who stands for the children, all about this very thing.
Yeah, well, it's no credit to me because the real research has been done by other people, but it's something we like to sweep under the rug and kind of forget about. Every now and then a story like the one on Monday pops up where FBI, law enforcement, heroic defenders, I believe, of those who are least able to defend themselves will catch some of these guys. But they're like roaches. For every one that you catch, there are hundreds behind the walls. And some of those roaches have a lot of resources at their disposal to make sure that they are never exposed.
Hmm.
So, a lot of other things going on in the world out there.
Things.
Yes, Hillary Clinton, U.S. Secretary of State, just announcing new funding to the Palestinian Authority. United States contributing about $150 million to the PA. Sigh.
Yeah, big sigh.
Well, we're funding both sides over there.
Well, that's what you do, you know, when you're hedging your bets.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a story that I meant to mention last night when we were talking and forgot all about it. It's a story out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm.
For the second time in a week, all the police radios in Charlotte fell silent for nearly an hour.
That's dangerous when the police can't talk.
Second time in a week.
Yeah, when police can't talk to one another, that's kind of frightening.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically, the actual outage lasted for 8 minutes, but because they had to reboot the radio system, they did not have the radio system for an hour.
Huh. You know, this is, and not to make more of this than what it is, it's probably just a hardware failure or software failure somewhere, but it is the kind of thing that you would expect at the beginning of something like the Black Awakening that Russ Dizdar is talking
about. Well, exactly. Here's the first week, mm-hmm. First time in the week, what it says is that the generator failed.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that all of these radios are powered by something. So generator failed. This Monday morning, they say, it was the batteries that failed.
All at once?
I don't know.
Oh, the batteries. Okay. The transmitter site, I would imagine. Okay. They were still able to communicate, apparently, so this wasn't a complete disaster. It just made things more difficult. Apparently, police officers had to go back to their division headquarters, pick up a partner, and and ride with a partner who had a laptop. And apparently, they were using laptops with 3G connections to communicate, so they still had the ability to talk.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They did. But you have to wonder about things like this. And apparently, according to this, Business Support Systems, I'm going to do a little looking on that company, runs a weekly test on the radios and takes the radios off their regular power and puts them on backup power, either batteries or a backup generator.
Huh.
So during this weekly test is when it failed twice.
Huh.
That's why I say may want to take a look at that company, and I'm wondering if their stock has gone down.
Well, yeah, you'd wonder about that. The story out of California on the let's go back to the contrails.
Let's go back. I love the contrails. Let's talk about them.
Yeah, the last 3 days. I mean, day number one, it seemed as though the news media was a little slow to even pick up on the story. They were still talking about the Obamas in Indonesia. And what the president and the first lady were doing.
Oh,
over
let's
there.
Face it, that video of him dancing, what made for great day or time.
It was pretty entertaining. But meanwhile,
for 10 seconds.
Yeah, we've got the pilot and his cameraman from KCBS television in Los Angeles.
Two gentlemen that are accustomed to seeing things
in the
sky.
Air. Yeah, exactly. Like a missile heading west, heading out to sea, mm-hmm. okay, heading away from the American coastline. And when the story finally picked up steam Monday night, Shepard Smith on Fox...
I thought it was a missile coming from the west.
No, they said it was headed toward the west. That was what the KCBS cameraman was quoted as saying.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, it was coming from the west, and that's why the contrail story makes no sense. Because
that's what I'm saying. That I thought it was the theory is that it was shot from a Chinese missile.
Uh-huh.
It was a Chinese shoot from a submarine offshore.
Or a freighter.
So, therefore, coming from the west.
Well,
not heading into the west.
But what the cameraman said he saw was a trail that appeared as though it was coming from a missile that was headed toward the west, not coming in from the west. It was headed away from land, not toward land. And that's why the contrail story makes no sense at all, because the perpetrators of the contrail story, including the military spokesman and former military spokesman that they've brought out, and a number of bloggers who've said, you know, this is a regular U.S. Airways flight from Honolulu to Phoenix. This is a regular flight that comes in off the Pacific Ocean over L.A. and then lands in Phoenix a short while later. And if you catch it at the right angle, at the right time of day, the contrails look just like a missile launch. The problem with that theory is that the contrail from the plane is coming from the west headed east. The KCBS photographer said he saw the smoke and what appeared to be an object headed out to sea, which means it was going 180 degrees the other way. Also, we've got experts, military experts, or guys who are familiar with military hardware, like the editor of Jane's Missiles and Rockets, the defense publication out mm-hmm. of the UK, who said this was a solid fuel rocket. The intelligence guys at Stratfor, which is an intelligence publication, mm-hmm. said this is most likely a U.S. military test. There's an island in that area from which we occasionally launch test missiles.
Mm-hmm.
But the military denied it. The incoming U.S. Airways flight theory holds no water because the FAA denied that there were any planes in the area that could account for the contrail. And again, the contrail's heading the wrong direction. And so, you know, why have we been getting this story? Well, again, the theory from Sean Osborne at Northeast Intelligence Network that this could be the Chinese because they're upset with our insistence on conducting military exercises in the Yellow Sea off their coast. Could also be that the Chinese are a bit upset with Ben Bernanke's quantitative easing, which is... impacting the Chinese economy.
Well, if it is the Chinese, and of course I don't really think that it was contrails, but I suspect that as the G20 muck-mucks meet
mm-hmm.
over in South Korea, Sam, of course, is there. So he'll give us a tone.
Yes, absolutely.
But they I bet there are backdoor meetings, backroom meetings that are discussing this very thing.
Yeah. And there were a couple of listeners who very astutely pointed out a possible explanation for the missile and how this thing might have launched without being detected prior to launch. There's an article that was published by The Telegraph in the UK back in February. What was the original publication date? I'm going to have to go back and look now. But anyway, it was... defense correspondent, I'm sorry, no, April 25th was the publication date. Thomas Harding, defense correspondent for The Telegraph, wrote about a new missile system called the Club K container missile system. Essentially, it's a missile launcher that is housed inside a standard 40-foot shipping container. It looks exactly like one of those boxes that you see on the top of those super cargo ships, those massive mm-hmm. cargo ships that come over from China all the time, bringing all of our manufactured electronics for all of our Walmart stores.
That's brilliant.
And you cannot detect it. You cannot tell that it's anything but a 40-foot cargo container until until it launches, basically. You can put it on a cargo ship. You can put it on a train because, you know, trains roll across the not just the United States, but also Russia. Every nation in the world has rail cars carrying these cargo containers.
Oh, my gosh. Because these huge ships that come in, what is it we read? Something like 1% of the goods that are brought in through these ports mm-hmm. are actually inspected.
Something like that. I think it's 3%, but still, it's the vast majority
They've got a really good chance of getting, if it just looks like another container and it doesn't get inspected, mm-hmm. somebody just says, what's in here? Oh, those are, they're crayons.
iPods.
They're not explosives.
They're shoes.
Coffee. Lots of coffee.
The Club K container missile system, according to Harding of the Telegraph, Venezuela and Iran were showing interest in this. And this is back in April. So, again, thank you to a couple of listeners, and forgive me for not preparing a little better to give you proper credit here. But this article will be posted at instapaper.com. You'll find a link to our little stash of articles there at PIDradio.com.
And when Derek looks it up and finds out who you are, he will thank you in the show notes.
Yes, absolutely. So, thanks for that. Club K missile attack system. Because the port of Long Beach, which is very close to Los Angeles, is a major, major port for the import of goods coming from China. Not too difficult to imagine that and I've not heard anybody say whether or not a surface vessel was in the vicinity at the time of that launch. Now, again, the official word still coming from D.C. is that nope, this was a plane or something, but it wasn't a missile.
Well, speaking of contrails.
We got the best explanation, though.
That's right.
I mean, there is one theory that we have not yet explored, and we heard this today, and I think that this woman has possibly nailed it. This is perhaps what really happened Monday night off the coast of Los Angeles.
I got in my ear, as it were, as I was sleeping, that it was a missile fire. President Obama trying to start a war with Iran. The Pleiadians downed the missile harmlessly at sea, and then last night from San Diego, our government fired another ICBM at the Pleiadians this time. But the Pleiadians ships are able to change density and do all kinds of things that these guys on this planet have never imagined. And a rocket could pass right through them and not harm them. And plus, they can outrun it too if they wanted to just get out of the way. But it's really kind of silly to think that we can take on a race that's been around for many, many, many millions of eons longer than the reptilians.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, you don't want to mess with somebody who's been around even longer than the reptilians.
Oh, gosh. That, of course, was from an interview that was on RT.
Yeah, RT.com, which is a video
Russia
news.
Russia Today.
Yeah, Russia Today. It was Colleen Thomas is the woman's name. She claims that she's the mother of a number of Pleiadian children, and she's I know that sounds wacky.
I got to tell you, this interview isn't doing anything to further her cause.
No, and she does sound like she's way out there, but sadly there are others out there who are probably even now looking up her website and seeing, you know, trying to find out more about how she can enlighten them as to the true nature of the missile launch.
Dear.
And enlightenment, because the Pleiadians want us to, you know, make that evolutionary shift to the next level of consciousness. Just another example, and I know this is like way out there, but this is just another example of people who don't see the UFO phenomenon as a scientific or technological phenomenon where an advanced race can, you know, show us how to make better, coffee grinders, but a spiritual phenomenon.
You know, it's so easy to laugh at someone else and someone like that. And I got to tell you, it's more than laughable as far as I'm concerned. I look at that and I listen to her and I think, first of all, she is so duped.
Yeah.
But more than that, there are elements of what she believes that are so close to the truth. And the fact that she is seen as a Looney Tune
mm-hmm.
makes those of us who really are trying to find the truth in God's word and how it applies to beings that purport to be from other worlds. They see us, they you know, put us all in the same boat. They see us all as wingnuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And Speaking of another, and this is a sad story regarding another UFO cult that believes that the aliens are here to save us, the Raelians, a story out of Florida of a couple, a man named Daniel Boley Gabara. I'm not pronouncing it correctly. He's
Florida.
It's Miami-Dade, but he's originally from Africa. His wife and their 23-year-old daughter basically starved to death in their apartment in Florida. He's originally from Ivory Coast. He relocated in 2007 to Florida, got a job at Winn-Dixie in the produce department, lost his job. They were without money, but they had somehow fallen under the sway of this Raelian cult. And as they ran out of money, they ran out of they basically shut themselves up in their apartment and waited for the Elohim, which to the Raelian cult is the group of aliens who, mm-hmm, who seeded, mm-hmm, planet Earth, and to come and save them. And mm-hmm, the woman died first. The daughter died next, and then the father died last. He stuffed towels and whatnot underneath the door so that the stench wouldn't get out into the rest of the apartment building. Finally, on April 13th, and the story's just coming out now, April 13th, the smell led authorities to break into the apartment and found the three that had starved to death there, along with journals documenting their slow descent into starvation. Yesterday was 16 days since we haven't eaten. Today, Daniel said we had to pray for someone to give us something to eat. This just goes on and on. It's really a tragic story. Again, this is at instapaper.com. But they were putting their faith in these Elohim, these space aliens, to come down and feed them when, according to the newspaper article, neighbors had offered them assistance. Neighbors had said, look, our church has a food pantry. You know, can we help you? No, we're fine. And they waited and waited for the Elohim to save them. And they are now dead. And sadly, through having placed their trust in a cult formed by a former race car driver, they are now painfully aware of the truth.
And to add to that, because they were waiting for a group called the Elohim,
mm-hmm,
those of us who discuss the actual Elohim from the Bible,
right,
the B'nai Elohim,
mm-hmm,
and God Almighty, known as Elohim,
mm-hmm,
that they're going to think that we're wingnuts too, you know,
yeah,
right with them, and that we're believing the same thing, and we're not. The enemy is twisting scripture.
Yes.
Just like in the old days.
Yeah. Yeah. And boy, I mean, so, some of the citations from the journals that these three left behind, you know, praying to the hand of Elohim to come and help us. That was our constant prayer. We are messengers here to accomplish the mission on behalf of the creatures of Elohim. And
is tragic.
No divine intervention there, sadly.
Well, I have to complete the contrail story. You know, we have to leave this very sad report and go to one out of New York City, which is about a horizontal flash in the sky that someone caught on video. And I got to tell you, this video, I watched it, and the explanation is that this is a contrail of an airplane, but this thing is going about 500 to 1,000 miles an hour.
It's moving very quickly across the sky.
I don't know. It's moving fast.
Should we play it's about a 30-second clip here.
Yeah, if you've got it.
I think we've got it queued up here.
Streak in the sky right at sunset, moving briskly behind the Manhattan skyline. CBS 2 reached out to a top astronomer who looked at the video. He says it looks beautiful, but it's likely nothing more than what's known as contrail, condensation from a commercial or military jet. Aliens apparently are not coming.
It's like a comet racing across the sky.
Which is, you know, this is also the same thing that they're saying is the explanation for what they caught out in Los Angeles yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Which looked like a missile,
that.
And they say it's this contrail.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that either. You'll need to watch the video so you can see exactly what these two were discussing. I love her comment. Looks like a comet. Well, it does look like a comet.
Yeah.
With a short tail.
Interesting that it's the CBS affiliate in New York that caught this one.
I know.
The CBS affiliate in Los Angeles caught the other one.
CBS is on the ball. How do they do this over and over again?
All-seeing eye in their logo. It's really real.
And today, of course, is 11/11. Oh, and as we said earlier at the top, it is Veterans Day. And so if you have a loved one in your family who has served or is serving, we thank you for your contribution. Amen. By being a family at home. Oftentimes we know that those left behind are doing the hardest work. And thank you for all of you veterans' families.
Amen to that. Back again tomorrow night, God willing. Until then, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. PID Radio is a production of the PID Radio Network, a division of Gilbert House. Please visit our website at PIDradio.com, where you'll find show notes and links to connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. We wish to thank all those who help undergird and underwrite our ministry through prayers, feedback, and donations. To contact us directly, email us at radio@peeringintodarkness.com. Opening music adapted from The Alchemist's Tower by Kevin MacLeod, www.incompetech.com. Closing music, New Day Coming by Steve Grace, stevegrace.com. Content, copyright Gilbert House, and is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derives 3.0 Unported License. For more information, see creativecommons.org.
Gonna step up to the microphone, say it loud and clear. A better day is coming soon to get us out of here.